All right, sports fans, round two of the NBA playoffs began over the weekend. There are four teams left in the East, four in the West. So, who's rolling, who's sputtering, and what about those super teams with super expensive free agents? What happened to them? Well, let's bounce past the mic over to Jerry Brewer, sports columnist at the Washington Post. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, it's great to be on with you.
Nice to have you. Okay, over the weekend, exciting finish in Game 1 between the Golden State Warriors, the recent champs, and upstart Memphis Grizzlies. Let's take a quick listen.
Inbound to Thompson. Thompson fakes, fires, three-pointer. Bang! Klay Thompson from downtown, and the Warriors back up by one. Bane to Clark. Clark to Morant. Morant on the drive. Scoop layup. No good. It's over. Golden State holds on and wins Game 1.
So, Game 1 to Golden State here. How do you see this matchup going?
I think they're going to see a lot more games like that, maybe not down to the last possession, but you're talking about a Memphis team that, when healthy, has size. They have an incredibly explosive guard in John Morant. The Golden State Warriors, the Splash Brothers, are a team that's rather small, very aggressive, a great three-point shooting team, and I think that's going to be a game in which there's a lot of wild variation and swing. I wouldn't be surprised if that's a 6 or 7 game series.
Oh, yeah. Now, staying in the West, we have the top seed Phoenix Suns facing off against the Dallas Mavericks. There have been injuries to key stars. Devin Booker for Phoenix, Luka Doncic for Dallas. Both are coming back. Is health going to be a big factor in this series?
I think health will be a big storyline for the rest of the playoffs, you know, in these final eight teams, because I think all of them have certain injury factors. But you key in on this one because it's the two best players for each team. Devin Booker with a hamstring injury, and then Luka Doncic missing some games in that series. He seems like he's come back and been his MVP caliber self. This series really underscores an important theme in this NBA season. If you're going to win a championship this year with all that's going on, it's best to have depth. And the Phoenix Suns are the best, deepest team in the NBA, and that's why they were able to get past round one without Booker for a few games, and that's why you'd still have to consider them the favorite as we enter the conference semifinals.
Yeah. Okay. So fly over to the East. Defending champion Milwaukee Bucks beat the Celtics handily in Game 1. The Celtics had a pretty easy first round. They swept Brooklyn. This round looks harder for Boston.
It's a lot harder because they have to face, I think, the best all-around player in the NBA in Giannis Antetokounmpo. And what a great thing Milwaukee was able to do in winning that first game on the road. Because they're without Chris Middleton likely for this entire series. He has a knee injury, so there goes that injury theme once again.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and finally, the top seed in the East, Miami, opens up against Philly. The Sixers have MVP candidate Joel Embiid injured with a facial fracture. So what are the odds going forward for Philadelphia?
It's going to be extremely difficult for Philadelphia, and this is where Philadelphia made the marquee trade deadline move of the year in acquiring James Harden, and he's going to have to play at the old MVP James Harden level. He has not played like that for most of his time in Philadelphia. There's been questions about his conditioning and so on and so forth. He's had a rough adjustment to be in the number two option. Embiid is out. Yeah. Now they need him to be the number one 30-point-a-game guy, except he's facing, in Miami, perhaps the most ferocious defense in the league when they're clicking.
Yeah. And quickly, it's notable who the team's not in the playoffs. Two of these so-called super teams, the Brooklyn Nets and the LA Lakers, that paid big money for expensive free agents. You've written that this could signal an end, do you see it, to these superstar pack lineups that, you know, spend huge money for free agents?
I think teams are always in need of stars, and if you can get big-time stars together, they're going to continue to try. However, this idea of doing that in an inorganic manner, stripping your team down to sign them in free agency or stripping your team down to make big moves in the trade market, I think, once again, as you see, depth is such an important factor. That's not a good decision in today's NBA.
Joey Brewer, sports columnist for the Washington Post. Thank you.
Anytime.